Hi, I haven't done an audiobook for a while, but I recently started reading All Quiet on the Western Front by Eric Maria Remarque, and it's amazing. And I thought I would just read you a very short extract from it. I think it's quite appropriate because there's a little note at the very start of the book, and the bit I'm going to read, I think, links in with that quite nicely. So, this is what the author says right at the beginning. This book is intended neither as an accusation nor as a confession, but simply as an attempt to give an account of a generation that was destroyed by the war, even those of it who survived the shelling. Okay, so this is from the bottom of page 8 to halfway down page 9. Okay. They were supposed to be the ones who would help us 18-year-olds to make the transition, who would guide us into adult life, into a world of work, of responsibilities, of civilized behavior and progress, into the future. Quite often we ridiculed them and played tricks on them, but basically, we believed in them. In our minds, the idea of authority, which is what they represented, implied deeper insights and a more humane wisdom. But the first dead man that we saw shattered this conviction. We were forced to recognise that our generation was more honourable than theirs. They only had the advantage of us in phrase making and in cleverness. Our first experience of heavy artillery fire showed us our mistake, and the view of life that their teaching had given us fell to pieces under that bombardment. While they went on writing and making speeches, we saw field hospitals and men dying. While they preached the service of the state as the greatest thing, we already knew that the fear of death is even greater. This didn't make us into rebels or deserters, or turn us into cowards, and they were more than ready to use all of those words, because we loved our country just as much as they did, and so we went bravely into every attack. But now we were able to distinguish things clearly. All at once, our eyes had been opened, and we saw that there was nothing left of their world. Suddenly, we found ourselves horribly alone, and we had to come to terms with it alone as well.